Welcome to the Murphy, Sam and Jody After the Show podcast, and we actually are back in the studio today. I know that earlier this morning we weren't because we were traveling. Because Jody won a Gracie Award, and we were there for the celebration on Tuesday night in Beverly Hills, which was just a wonderful experience. First time I've ever experienced anything. I guess first time the three of us have ever experienced anything.
100%. I don't think we'll ever experience anything else like that,
right.
Guys.
Not at those prices
for women. It was the Pretty Woman Hotel. We were in the Pretty Woman Hotel.
Yeah, that's where the ceremony was. And so congratulations. It was.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm being honest with you.
I just want to congratulate you again. It was a great moment.
I guess I need to watch clips of the movie to see things.
You watched the whole movie.
I've never watched it.
I'm assuming yes. The funny part is I almost squealed when the elevator first opened because that red little seat in the elevator is a real part of the movie. So funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a good trip. It was a whirlwind getting there. It was incredible. I want to know, we can go around the table, what was your favorite? What was your high? What was your favorite part of it? Murphy, would you like to go first?
Sure.
You do have to try to pick one. It's hard.
Well, my favorite moment was actually watching you accept the award. That was, it was my favorite. It was because I was nervous for you. I know that you were nervous, about being. I mean, obviously, you're very deserving of this award, but being surrounded by that, a national group of TV and film, and people that have all come together from all around the country. It was huge. And I know that you were nervous about that, but I thought you gave a wonderful acceptance speech. I think you looked beautiful. I thought it was a wonderful celebration. So that was actually my favorite moment. I had other favorite moments. The entire trip was great, but that was my favorite.
We can get to that because I can tell you I was not nervous because of the people in the room, because people are people. I mean, some of them are more accomplished than others, and some of them are well-known, but people are people. Yeah. I was nervous for other reasons. We can get to that. We can talk about that next week in the show. What was your favorite moment, Sam?
Mine.
Of the week.
It's more than one, but it's combined into one. It's seeing all these things I've heard about forever.
Yes.
And I know you were laughing at me when we were in one of the Ubers and we drove past the Magic Castle. And I was like, it's the Magic Castle. And you're like,
what nerd? What's that?
And it's like, it's invite only. There's, magicians go there to put on private shows. And we passed the Hollywood Bowl.
I love the Hollywood Bowl. Yeah.
And we passed Tale of the Pup, the little hot dog stand. Mm-hmm. It was just like LAX. When we flew into LAX, seeing that, the old LAX tower that they used and everything, the white spider looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just seeing that stuff.
Yeah. So you were like a complete kid in
Rodeo Drive, which was right outside the front door of our hotel.
Don't even get me started.
I mean, I couldn't afford anything there, but it's like I'm on Rodeo Drive walking past and seeing all those those stores with those names, Versace and Gucci, and it's like
Fendi.
All these things I've
Chanel.
Seen since I was a child.
I know.
There they are. They're real.
Yeah.
Oh, I spent some time on that stretch. You guys know I left you one day and said, I'm going to go walk this and window shop this.
Yeah. Well, and I wasn't worried about Jody spending too much because the bank would cut off the credit card at some point.
What about you, Jody?
My favorite moment, honestly, it's really hard to pick, but happened after the speech and the night of the ceremony, the Gracies, when it was over and they thanked everybody for coming and we all got up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so overwhelmed by the women I had never known. I didn't know strangers to me who had been in the audience who came to me and said, I loved your speech, because I was feeling insecure and vulnerable about my speech because you guys know what happened. I had sent notes and they said, you can send notes if you do it by this deadline. And your notes or your speech could be up on the teleprompter. Mm-hmm. And I thought, let me send some stuff. Let me send some notes because that will help me. And so
for these kind of events, just so everybody knows, like the Oscars and those, the teleprompter is a monstrous screen in the back of the room.
Right.
That when you're on stage, you can looks like you're looking straight ahead at the camera and the people, but you're reading.
You're reading. And once I had sent in what I wanted to say, days before we got there, I relaxed about that. Like, I've got my safety net in front of me. Well, I got up there and I knew I only had 2 minutes. This is 2 minutes of my life I can't redo. If I mess it up, they're not going to let me get back up on the stage.
Yeah.
I got up there to do my speech and the room, the screen was not that big. and I could not see it very well because the light's shining in my face. Mm-hmm. So within 2 seconds of me standing up there, I realized I don't have the safety net, but I had to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So I didn't, my speech was not all that I wanted it to be honest with you. So I was sort of winging it. And I'm fine with winging anything, but that was important to me. So I was feeling a little insecure about it, but I did get very vulnerable at the end of my speech about who I used to be as a little girl, mm-hmm. and you know who I am now. And that's what resonated with these women. The women that came up to me and said, I loved your speech. I felt that. We all feel like her sometimes. And that just meant the world to me, the support, just like we have with the show. Like, I feel like I have the greatest group of girlfriends in the world because of doing this, mm-hmm. what we do. And once we get the recording of the speech, we'll just share it, you know, because it's part of it. The speech is to those, you know, women and men who listen to the show.
Hey, I'm just
it's
curious.
To you, to the audience.
See, because you couldn't read the stuff you said about me.
Yeah.
Was it the same as the stuff you had written, or you just ad-libbed it?
The thing I threw in about exes, mm-hmm. That was not written.
No. Well, don't worry, they'll never hear it.
And I was going to say some even nicer things about Murphy, and I didn't have it in front of me.
No script for that, so it didn't come naturally.
Yeah.
No, I'm just teasing you. I think you did great. I would have never thought in a million years that the teleprompter would not work for you. And you know, they didn't do a rehearsal through mm-hmm. this, and almost everything. I mean, I understand why acceptance speeches would probably not be done as a rehearsal, but even if they brought you up individually to, you know, make sure your speech could be seen, there's usually a dress rehearsal for everything in Hollywood.
We wouldn't have made it anyway. Another thing that played into my nervousness was that we almost didn't make it. That's another long story, but we arrived late to the hotel. I arrived late to get my hair and makeup done, which is also a favorite part of doing this, was for me. And I made it to the red carpet with 5 minutes to spare. The red carpet was from 4:30 to 5:30. Mm-hmm. And I got to the red carpet at what, 5:20?
Yeah.
5:25. Didn't make it.
We were on fumes. We had been up. By the time we walked up there, we had been awake for 20 hours, I think.
Yes.
So before the event even started. So it was... that's the part I was a little bit worried about for you.
I hope I don't face plant.
But you did fine. You would have never guessed that you had, you know, been up that long and that we had been through, you know,
three flights,
planes, trains, and automobiles. Have you ever seen the movie?
I mean,
that's almost what it wound up being for Jody and I. Sam had actually become smooth sailing, but Jody and I got caught in a really bad, you know, traffic
situation.
Accident on the way to the airport, and there was no way to turn around. And
it
so,
wasn't your accident.
No. Right, it was not right. Exactly. And you know, you're talking about something that was so early in the morning, and we had enough time to get there.
Yeah,
and I guess an accident can happen anytime, but at 4 a.m,
and 6 miles from the airport?
Yes.
On your route.
And
right,
exactly. And by the time we got to the airport, the agent was like, no, you're not getting on that plane, although Sam is texting us, hey, we're not even boarding yet. What was between us was TSA and an agent, and it might as well have been a mountain.
Yeah.
She was like, you're not. And it's like, but we can.
Yeah, I thought for sure. I didn't think you were going to make it. But then when they delayed the plane taking off, mm-hmm. I was like, that gives y'all an extra 30 minutes. Y'all got time. Y'all
were
here.
In the TSA line when, you know, I don't know how many feet from you, not far from you, when you got on the plane that we were supposed to be on.
And that's when you ran into Edie McClurg from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, how may I help you?
Yeah.
Boy, it's not going to happen today. I'm sorry.
I thought Murphy was going to come unglued with her.
Well, because I just, and I mean, I was kind, I was patient, but you know, I just, the day was about you, and I would have done anything to make sure that you weren't going to miss being there. I mean, I had, while we were stuck in traffic, I'm calling other airlines and trying to figure out every single option that I could possibly see. Well, we weren't the only ones stuck in that same traffic. Mm-hmm. So there obviously were another 100 or so people behind us trying to do the same thing that were rescheduling and rebooking flights at the same time. So it was just a mess.
Yeah, I was already working on my speech for Jody. I'm sorry Jody can't be here.
You would have been hysterical.
I'd like to thank me
for...
also known as her work spouse.
Oh my gosh. I have so many other favorite things though. You guys know.
That was a fun trip.
It was so fabulous. It was once in a lifetime. In fact, the on Wednesday when we did some meetings and tours and of LA and stuff like that, and you guys went back to the hotel because you were wiped. I could not relax. I mean, I could have, but it's like I'm here. I have to soak all of this in. So I put my walking shoes on and I went back down Rodeo and shopping. And I had a girlfriend who said, "Jody, you have to buy something for yourself here." And I'm thinking, have you seen these prices? The bag, when you and I walked into one of those stores, Murphy, and I picked up this snakeskin bag that I loved, and I was like, oh, and you should see those salespeople watch you in those stores. They watch you like they can see through you.
And each of those stores has a doorman.
I know it.
And a line outside. They only let so many people in at one time.
Yeah. I know it. So I didn't go into the Chanel store, which I wanted to because of the line. But the store we went into and that bag I picked up, it's like I looked at it and I was like, I would love to have this, but I am not buying this. It is too expensive. I have a closet full of bags that will do. But I did buy something for myself, not at one of those big stores, at a small boutique run by a lady who lives there. And I had a wonderful conversation with her, and it's a jacket. It's a green jacket that literally screamed my name. You saw it, Sam. I wore it to dinner that night.
Was that leather or pleather?
It's leather. Yeah. I think it's leather. It feels
like leather.
I'm sure it's not pleather since I bought it there. But anyway, that was my treat to myself. It was not crazy designer expensive though either. So that was exciting. I have a million other things, but mainly, I love the experience. For me, guys, it's hard to explain, and I will not try to be too, you know, emotional about saying it, but it gave me the opportunity, which I would not have looked at it this way. It gave me the opportunity to look at this career that we have done together. I know I've not done this alone. To go back and look at the beginning of who I was at the beginning and how far, you know, it gives you an it gave me an opportunity to look at the work. And that's important for people to do. I think anybody, if you're listening to this, if you work in healthcare or you're a teacher or whatever you are, go back to who you were when you began and see where you are now. That's eye-opening.
Yeah.
And it's important to do.
It is.
This caused me to do that.
Right. And, you know, especially in what we do, on the outside, it's deceptively easy looking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's supposed to seem like a party.
Right. And, you know, in any career, and I do think even today, still, if you're a female, it's really challenging to grow and be able to hold your ground on things and have people follow and you know, and respect. We've come a long way, but you've faced a lot of challenges along the way on that, but you've never wavered from that. And so to me, having an accolade like this is really important because it's very easy to become cynical, jaded, and sometimes even slowed by the things that are frustrating and can get you down. And at some point you want to throw in the towel because you don't think a door is going to open for you or something's going to happen. And, you know, you blink, 25 years go by, and, you know, this lets you know that, hey, you actually have. You've set your mind to something that you've worked very, very, very hard at and raised kids, together. You and I have,
yeah.
But you know, at the same time, so I'm that's the reason that the favorite part for me was, you know, watching you accept. The other stuff was fun. It was cool. Never done it before.
Yeah, and that Chilean sea bass was delicious. Yeah.
It's only the second time I've been to L.A. Well, you know you can get Chilean sea bass here,
anywhere.
Sam. He had to wait to go to L.A. to try Chilean sea bass for the first time.
This is right from Chile. Yeah.
It was the highlight of my career. I know that. Right. I don't think anything else could top winning a Gracie. Yeah. It was the highlight of my career. And I'm not done. I'm nowhere near done, hopefully. Yeah.
It was beautiful, though.